And O'Neill Public High School Principal Corey Fisher joining us this morning. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How you doing?
I'm doing good this morning.
Boy, you can't complain about the weather. That's
it does not feel like December, but we'll take it as long as we can get it. That's for sure.
Another day closer to spring. So.
That's right.
Well, what's going on at O'Neill Public Schools, Corey?
Well, we had a busy week this last week. I want to start off with the Nebraska Career and Technical Student Organization, or otherwise known as the CTSO, is part of the Nebraska Department of Education Center for Student Leadership and Expanded Learning. They have a strong tradition of excellence in the Nebraska Career and Technical Education programs, such as FFA and FCCLA, that we have at our school are a part of that CTSO. And I'm proud to share this morning that O'Neill High School's FCCLA program was again well represented this past year, and three OHS students were informed this past week that they could be would be recognized as a part of the 23rd Annual Commissioner's Recognition for Student Excellence in Nebraska Career and Technical Education. And that's usually a ceremony that's held at the Capitol Building each year. Obviously, that's not able to do that this year. But these three students are Allie Sedlacek, Ashley Pischel, and Annie Corkle. And these three girls earned gold medals in national competition this past summer. So we want to give a big shout out to those girls. Continued excellence in our career and technical education programs.
You bet. That's awesome. Quite a bummer they can't go to the Capitol.
It really is. Yeah. So we say bummer a lot since about last March. But kids have been great, and they understand and doing the best they can. But still, these are great examples of kids that have shown that you can still be very, very successful in light of missing out on some of those opportunities.
You bet.
Winter sports seasons are off and running, and the Eagles are off to a really great start this winter. Both the girls and boys JV and varsity teams won their first games of the season this past week against Valentine. The girls and boys will travel to Hardington this Friday for JV and varsity competition against Cedar Catholic. And then always a big way to start at the winter sports season in O'Neill. The 52nd annual, I think it's right, the 52nd annual O'Neill Wrestling Tournament was held this past weekend. And once again, proved to be a really good tournament with some great individual and teams from around the area. The Eagles had 9 medal winners on the day and 2 individual champions. John Alden and Brady Thompson earned gold medals, winning their respective weight classes. And as a team, the Eagles earned the tournament runner-up honors. The Eagles will travel to Clearwater this Thursday for their next varsity competition. Now, a note that this is an added event and not on the printed school calendars. The Columbus Duels that were scheduled for this coming weekend, they have been canceled.
Okay.
And then the OHS one-act cast and crew ended their season this past Friday. They traveled to Wayne State College to compete in their district champion or district competition. They had another strong performance and finished in third place. Wayne High was the district champion, and Boone Central was runner-up. Want to tip our hat to those schools. The top three schools were all mid-state conference schools. So I want to give a big shout-out to Miss Vanderbeek, Miss Shoemaker, and especially the entire cast and crew for this year's play. They enjoyed a great season that included earning the first-ever mid-state conference championship. And that's a big deal to those kids. So our program's really coming along well and very competitive.
You bet. What else is going on, Corey? Anything else?
I want to remind everyone that the junior and senior high school band and music concerts will be held this coming Sunday afternoon. A little bit of change in schedule to accommodate social distancing and cohort grouping. The junior high choir and band concerts will be held at 2 o'clock this Sunday. And then the high school choir and band concerts will be held at 2:45. So junior high at 2, high school at 2:45. The concerts will be held in the new gym. And a reminder that each participant, each of the members, are only allowed 2 spectators to attend. This will allow for us to adhere to social distancing and health measures. And a reminder that the Student Council is sponsoring the annual OHS food drive. Students and staff are encouraged to bring non-perishable items to school by this Friday. So they've got a week. And all donated items will be taken to the community food pantry. And again, this last day to donate is this Friday. All I really have left is to just remind everyone that we are working our best to remain in compliance with the directed health measures for school events. And that means we do have to have limited number of spectators that are allowed to attend, just like this last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at those events. For wrestling tournaments, now the bigger tournaments where there's more schools, more students participating, each participant may have 2 immediate family household members attend, and a list of immediate family members will be kept at the admission table. Now, when we start having our duels and triangulars, each participant may have 4 immediate family members that can attend. For basketball games, that number each participant may have is 4 immediate household members. And then again, we keep those lists at the scorers table or at the admissions table when you come to those games. Updated event restriction information can be found in the O'Neill High School daily announcements for both home and away events. So keep an eye on our daily announcements. That's where we'll post that information. And you can check that out at O'NeillPublicSchools.org.
Yep, and the high school at O'NeillHighSchool.org. And also check out Facebook. The Eagle Eye Broadcasting page is updating all the different things they're covering. So a lot of good stuff going on. We're trying to make this all work the best we can. So
we're really fortunate when you have Eagle Eye Broadcasting. We've been able to broadcast nearly all of our events. And that's not always possible in a lot of schools. So we're pretty fortunate. Mr. Peterson and his crew do a great job. So keep an eye on that. Eagle Eye Broadcasting is a great way to catch it if you can't be there in person. So.
All right. Corey, appreciate you coming in this morning. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you, Scott.
Yep, that's Corey Fisher, principal of O'Neill Public High School.